dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career.
Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got them. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live.
This is your boy, Sunny J, and it is yet another beautiful start of another great week, which makes it the Hot After Dust Monday, right here on Life After Dust Live on Dust Spot Radio Network. And man, what are we having for y'all today? A lot, man. Today is, we're going on a bunch of, you know, we have to do our thing on Hot After Dust Monday, because we talk about hotness. In hot news and play a little bit of hot music too. We'll be chopping up, of course, about different stories, controversial stories, fun stories, a little bit of everything mixed in between. We'll also be talking about what you're expecting in this new issue of Human Cannabis Magazine, issue number 8, which launches on May 1st. So be on the lookout for that. And then also too, if you have anything you want to share with us, to share with the world, call in at 347-202-0389. Also, to give some love to our sponsor, Audible.com, which you can find them at audibletrial.com/SteadyJ. That's CEDVY, letter J. You can go there. Make sure you enjoy over 150,000 titles and audio books. So, yes, you got to check it out, because some of us, yes, we like to be inspired by literature, but sometimes we want to go, so sometimes you can't have your book with you all the time. And you might not have a chance to read the app, but, you know, you're at work and you're working, doing other stuff. You know, being able to hear those books is great, so that's where Audible comes in at. You choose, again, you can choose from over 150,000 titles. And when you sign up at that link that I gave you, you can also get a 30-day free trial. But also, not only is a 30-day free trial, you also get a free audiobook of that. So you can't beat that. So go check them out. Again, that's at audibletrial.com/SteadyJ. All right, so, man, let's see. Well, what is on the chopping block for today? Because it's Hot After Dust Monday. And as I so eloquently put on Facebook and Twitter, no one is safe. Everybody is their first time listening to the show. Yes, you will learn really quickly that I am very crazy. And no one is safe. All right, so first off, I want to go ahead and go into this news that, oh my God, they're just like spreading the nation. Oh my God, man, it's pissing me off. So, going on with that, if you've been paying attention to, you know, NBA, watching the NBA playoffs, you know, it's been a lot. Not only has it been very exciting, especially in the Western Conference, because you don't know who the heck is going to win right now. So you've got that. And then on top of that, and also what got put into the mix while all this craziness is going on is someone decided he wanted to pop at the mouth and say something totally crazy. And as the owner of the L.A. Clippers, Mr. Donald Sterling, I mean, yes, this is what happens when you have private conversations become public, be careful. Be careful what you say at all times, especially when you are a person of position. You need to be careful what you say, and because it will come back and bite you in the ass. Just know that.
Every day I see someone here,
I know what I say might come back. I know I say some crazy stuff, and some of them might come bite you behind. But I never say anything that I won't be able to back up and not in any way feel bad about. I say stuff that I know I won't feel bad about, and I'm very honest and blunt about it. And just the situation, I touched this so much that, you know, that racism is definitely not dead. I always try to be nervous when, and some people live in these alternate universes where, you know, they feel that, it doesn't happen anymore. No one's racist anymore. I don't know what world you live in. I'm just saying, you know, grow up in a certain area. Heck, I went in the programs I was in, I was always around multiple races. It was like a melting pot because of the program I was in throughout school. So I just sit back and I think to myself, a lot of people just don't understand that you can't complain no more, man. You just can't. It's completely unacceptable to sit there and tell me that you're just in an alternate universe and don't realize that, you know, well, I grew up in circles, all the good still exist. I said, I grew up in different circles, and I still never had my guard down because at the end of the day, there's all the racism is not dead. It is on life support, and there's always some person who's ready to breathe life back into it. Now, as far as some of the people that's out there, like, there's some people who are very good-natured, and they're not, you know, being ratchet, starting the craziness that I keep seeing that continuously happens. There's some people that's just doing good and, being good-natured, but this whole thing about, wow, man. And then the players had to take a stand because they weren't going to represent a brand to where someone who wants to act a freaking fool and say the comments about them when your players represent that. And you got a problem with your wife taking a picture. You had you comment about your wife taking a picture with a black guy? How freaking stupid are you? Like, seriously. Like I said, look at your team. If you don't like black people, why do you have black people on your team? Simple as that. So, I don't know what to say, man. But I thought about this, too, on another token of this whole thought process about racism and no racism, all that stuff. We spend so much time complaining about other races being racist when we spend all of our time perpetuating it, our damn selves. It's always this stupid-ass battle about light skin versus dark skin. Nobody makes a big deal about that. No one's really taking a social stand. I don't see the Reverend Al Sharpton's and Jesse Jackson coming out of the woodwork when I even want to start this light skin, dark skin stuff. But the moment somebody of another race says something about a black person, you want to start tripping. You have to help me figure that out. The way that makes any sense, and especially when y'all keep doing it publicly, and you're doing and everything that your brands, how they represent, you're always trying to just suffer. It's like we go to this every week. We have some topic about race. It just shows that it's not dead, and somebody continuously perpetuating it. When it's being perpetuated within the community, how can you complain? If we can't start with ourselves first, how can we complain about other people saying something? It starts there first. We got too much self-hate. Dark-skinned girls want to be light-skinned. Light-skinned girls want to hate on the dark-skinned chicks. It's just stupid. And in all these brands that, you know, really, you know, we're mainly going to have light-skinned chicks on it, they don't come fight out and say it, but that's what they do. And it's always the word exotic. Like, so being a person of dark skin is not exotic?
Like, it's crazy, man. And people, sometimes some people's exotic, our term of exotic is when somebody, I mean, they kind of skate on the red with what they mean, but a lot of times they say exotic is usually somebody who has quote-unquote features that a white person would have. So if you're still in this day and age and that's what you're still doing, you cannot complain. You're playing a part of the battle, cannot complain. So, man, that's it for that topic, man. We're gonna get to some more. We got some more news for you. And, of course, we're talking about human cameras coming up as well, too. Definitely going in about that. So let's go ahead and go to his first track of the day. First track is going to be by Spinning the Rolodex. This is by my boy A.V. the Great. And this is cool because at the end of the day, it's cool to be different. It's cool to be you.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, to nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes.
but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, everyone, we're back. And, man, that was a boy, AV, man. AV the Great. That was cool. Off his album, Poetry. I definitely check it out. Check him out and support him, man. He's a great supporter of the show. And, you know, he's a person I watch. You know, fellow Virgo, me and him are literally a day apart from each other. Born the same year, same month, just a day apart. And, man, we both, you know, our visions are so close together and tight-knit, man. And just the strides we both have made. We've gone against the odds, man. We've really gone against the odds on a lot of things. And it's good to see him, you know, making some moves. You know, he's on K104, which is a big station, a local station right here in the DFW area. So it's great to see him grow that way. And continuing the shows, he's just been growing and everything, man. So I'm proud of him. He's just making some great moves and doing exactly what us Virgos do best, man. We make moves. I mean, think about it. One of everybody's favorite, you know, when everybody names their favorite rapper, their favorite rappers, top five, a lot of times people name Nas, and Nas is a fellow Virgo, man. So that's just what we do, man. We do. This is what Virgo, Team Virgo does. We get attention and we make things happen. All right. All right. So going on to some more stories, man. This was big for me. You know, some of y'all might be. Hey, this is America's team. America wouldn't care about the story. So yes, man. I had to take a breath because if this happens, I'm going to be so excited. So, the Cowboys were trying to figure out a way to get Johnny Manziel. Oh, God, Cowboys, please. I pray that he's still at number 16. Can we get him? Can we get him? Can we get him? Oh, man, because that is going to be bananas. All right, so, and I want to go ahead and show this. This is pretty big for me. I had to see. What are the five? Yeah, they're basically saying, well, what's basically going to happen? And while a lot of people have been who are, I'm trying to see them on there. Like, Johnny Manziel, man, I just don't know though, man. Because so many people, there was so much buzz around him, and so many people kidneys important that are going to come up before the Cowboys. Remember, Cowboys number 16 is going to come up before the Cowboys are going to try to snatch him if they end up needing him. So that means the Cowboys are going to do some major trading in order to, you know, be able to pull that stunt, man, to be able to get him so early, because they got a 4 or 5 way to get him early. And so a lot of teams going to need, first overall pick, let's just be real. Houston's going for somebody on defense.
you know, Johnny Manziel did mention that he would like to be in Houston. But I think that in Houston does need quarterback help too. But I think they're going to go for defense-wise. I think that's what they're going to aim for. So we will see. Next week, that will all be put to rest. So, man, Johnny Manziel, man, let's see what you're going to do, man. Now, as far as another story that I wanted to definitely take the time out to mention, which I'm pretty sad about, man, because I watch it so I don't really watch it as much, you know, doing the radio show and stuff, so I can stick to that live as much. But Craig Ferguson, man, he's stepping down. He is stepping down from the Late Late Show on CBS. This is going to suck. Man, I just can't believe it. I can't believe this comes and hits us, man. This is like crazy. This is like, I mean, a lot of things are changing in late night TV. Like, this is like the time where all the big news are being done. You know, it hasn't really been done a while where it's been at this much of a rate. You know, it comes every couple of decades or so. And in this case, it's happening, man. Dave Letterman. I know that Dave Letterman is supposed to be, Stephen Colbert will be getting ready to take over the Late Show. And then Jimmy Fallon's already took over the Tonight Show and replaced Jay Leno. And then Seth Meyers, he took the show, he took on Carp. I can't remember the show, the Late Show. So he took over Jimmy Fallon's show. So it's kind of up in the air, man, to see watch it all unfold. And that's just basically what happens, man. Like a lot of people whenever big moves happen, it's such a big time. They happen so quickly. And wow, this is crazy. This is a crazy statistic to realize. Craig Ferguson has been doing the show for 10 years. I mean, I know he's been doing it for a while, but 10 years I did not realize. For a while, because I have been, like, I remember when he first took over, I like his style, and it's very eccentric. And that's why I say a lot of the new hosts are like that. A lot of the newer hosts are like really eccentric, and that's something I liked about them that has definitely led me to like love late night TV. Arsenio Hall came back into the fold, and this dude, he came back in and it's continued where he left off at. So everybody's figuring out, you know, it's kind of a rebuilding stage. And of course, you know, like Conan O'Brien, he had to make that transition too. He had to make it. You know, he's slowly starting to get that notoriety again because he used to be. He used to come on the Tonight Show. But I just can't wait, man. Can't wait to watch this all unfold. Another big thing in sports that we were talking about earlier, NBA playoffs. Going into this, if you're a Mavs fan, I don't know about y'all, but that three-pointer that Vince Carter pulled was amazing. So, oh, my God, man. A lot. All right, so those are a few of the stories for now. We got some more coming up. We'll be talking about Hakeem and Kevin's too when we come back. So, everyone, listen to the show. Sit tight. We'll be back after this song. This next song in our album, which today's show is only an hour, by the way, for those who didn't know. This next song for the day is going to be by the Loud Boys, and this is Lay Her Down.
First of all, you know you're wrong for that. Body bad. Shaped like a hourglass or a Coke bottle. I gotta smash that. Your mind keep telling me no. But your body keep telling me hell yeah. Bump and grind like one time and let you catch like two. Get behind you like one time, you claiming that you do. Okay, now some may say that you three fine and I'm hung like a noose. Let you unwind at the bar, then I take you home to get loose. You know why?
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
I take it down like she the quarterback, I'll be the linebacker, girl. I stay with Zach, she riding it like she can handle that. Like cardiac, I ain't arresting that. Breaths, I give a heart attacks. Motion sickness when I rock the boat. Man, I have a thinking that Aaliyah back. Call me Peter Piper, paint the patch. Do the do, light a match. She quite attached to her dude, jealous. Beat her up to her soul, yelling. Degenerous like that girl, Ellen. Had to tell her we too ready. So she whine for me like R. Kelly. Now we finished, ain't no telling.
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly.
Yeah, yeah.
At night I'm all she thinking of.
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
Yeah.
I'm all over your body, girl.
And I won't tell it. Oh no, girl, I won't tell it. I'm so intrigued by your smile and your physique. You so unique, make me wanna take a knee. But I can't, so we stand for one night in my land. I beat her down, she tell her friends, now all the friends is on me. She call my phone, she all alone, she telling me she, yeah. So I come through, and she blew me like a chew, yeah. And yeah, it's true, yeah, the Lord bless me with you.
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly.
Yeah, yeah.
At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
Hey, we'll go to another track. This next track is by my boy Martin Carr. This is Getaway, man. If y'all didn't check out that interview, you got to. This dude called all the way in from the UK and lit the show up. So check it. Y'all gotta go check it out, man. Because it's always great to hear the international people that come to the show. And just watch their love for the underground is so much more appreciative than some of the people in the States. Sometimes it's crazy sometimes how that happens. But hey, it is what it is. All right, so what we're going to do, everybody, we're going to do this next track. This is by Martin Carr, Getaway. We come back, we will be going into more. We're going to talk about some more hot news, hot mess, even not only just stuff that happened in the entertainment world, but stuff I've seen personally, and also talk about Human Cameras Magazine. We'll be back.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
I'm not afraid.
we're back. We're back right here on Life to Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. It is Hot After Dust Monday. Man. Now, before we get into some more of the hot mess, hot news, I want to definitely, as I told you, I was going to give y'all a little insight about what's going on in this upcoming issue of Human Canvas Magazine, issue number 8. Issue number 8, man, got a lot of great stuff coming out of it. And I'm not just saying this because I am the publisher of the magazine. I would say this because it really is, man. It's so much out of my staff. They're really loving it. They're loving it, where the direction of the magazine is going. And I love what they did as far as writing. Some of the writers, man, the writers went in. So I'm excited, man. I cannot wait to just can't wait to unravel this magazine on Thursday. It's perfect because Thursday is tatted up Thursday. So that means you tat it up. Show off your tats and we'll put them onto the Human Canvas Tumblr page. Now, as far as coming in this issue, of course, you got two covers. You know, we always do. We, from time to time, we'll design the back cover and the front cover, you know, have both of them with two different models on the covers and whatnot. And this one definitely did not disappoint. You got Renee Black is on the front cover. So big ups to her. Renee Black is on the front cover, who's all the way from Louisiana. You got to check her out. She was actually on the show last week, and she killed it, man. She was great. Definitely got to check her out. And yes, sir, that is my magazine, Big C. Now, going out, so, and then going to the back page, you got T. Steele, who is killing it as well. T. Steele was actually in issue number 5. For those of y'all that's been keeping up, like, I've seen her before. She's in issue number 5, so she's in the back cover of this one. And, oh, my God, man, from start to finish, you really get a chance to feel where we were changing. The direction of the magazine is continuously seeing where we're going, man. Model Angela did something a little bit different with her feature. She did to what usually she what she does with her feature. She gives y'all a fashion pick for the month, and then you know she has the clothes laid out and whatnot, and where she gets them from. She did something a little bit different this time. She actually came out of her own closet and showed you something hot coming up for the late spring, early summer. She gave y'all a little something for that, so y'all actually can see the clothes on her. That's a new element to the whole entire spread for her. You got Tina Foy, who's an Egyptian queen, and oh my God, y'all better say it, man. Whoever did this, man, the body painting, I want to just go ahead and just tap you on the back, and that's actually, by the way, Melissa BL. Big ups to Melissa BL, because she, wow, man, I was amazed when I saw this and I got this in. Jono's article is just so crazy, man, because what he did with his article, he actually talks about something that is really dear to his heart. And which it kind of plays into the whole celebration of women issue that we have going on for this issue. And it also plays into his brand. So that's why I like the fact it just gave him a chance to really play off of that. And you can tell he has fun with it. So that's one thing. That's another thing you're going to love when you check it out. There's some more model features. Of course, like I said, T. Steele, Renee Black, the two cover models. You got Princess, shot by my boy Donald E. from ModelNotebook.com. He did a great job. Definitely was feeling that. Other than my boy Greg Hall shot Coco Chanel and shot Miss Candy, man. Both of them did fabulous, man. You got to check. Like I said, you got to check the issue out and see what the fuss is about. It's definitely not going to be a waste of time. And you're going to see that. We show you how you can be an urban, someone in the urban industry. And when I say urban, I mean that's a lot of times people when you say it's a black old magazine, they call it urban. But the magazine is more so alternative meets glamour. So when you check it out, you'll see it, man. See what the fuss is all about for this issue. And I want to say, I'm going to give a shout out to in the room, Big C Radio. Big up to Big C Radio. This is my first time I actually get a chance to check you out over here. Definitely appreciate you for coming through. The mic is open. If you feel free to call in at 347-202-0389. If you want to promote yourself, promote your show, feel free. We will not tell you no. and then BX25 Vixens Magazine, big ups to them being in the room, which, you know, they have an off-the-chain show. Yeah, not only did I get a chance to be interviewed on it, but just listening to it week after week, you know, it's just great to see within such a short amount of time how Ronaldo over there just is really making some things happen, man. Like, really making the show just so on point. So definitely big ups to you, Ronaldo. You know, I tell you that every chance I get about how impressed I am with you with the show. So definitely big ups to you. And I would say big ups to my boy D. Crutch from work, man. I appreciate you too, man. He's another great supporter, man. He recently just started listening to the shows, and he, like, loves them. He's like, man, y'all be talking crazy, my man. So I appreciate you for that, man. This is crazy because he's in Texas, and he's a Jersey boy like yours truly. So it's cool to get that connection of, man, it's another Jersey person who knows how I feel in Texas. Like, some of the love you just don't get, and some of the quirkinesses to us that sometimes scare us people because we're just so quirky and straight blunt with what we say. Now, as I said, I was going to give you some more. I'm going to give you a lot of hot mess. I gave you a lot of good news today, so I think that y'all deserve some hot mess. I gave you a little bit earlier the Donald Sterling incident. Don't get me restarted on that because I just get re-pissed the hell off. Wow. So, wow. First off, wow. I rarely, when I go to clumsycrits.com, get stuff where it's celebrity involved. Some people might say it's not a celebrity. In my opinion, it is a celebrity. The founder of Foursquare apparently got in trouble for stealing a Boston Marathon bib number. The founder of Foursquare issued a public apology today on behalf of his wife, who illicitly ran the Boston Marathon using another runner's official number. The Foursquare founder, Dennis Crowley, and his wife, Chelsea Crowley, ran the marathon together earlier this week after they attempted to complete it together in 2013. And, of course, you want to know what the heck happened. So, days later, another marathon runner accused Crowley of running the marathon as a bandit, or, in layman's terms, someone who doesn't officially register to run or pay any fees. Wait a minute. He did what? Where's my crickets? Where's my crickets? You know I'm going to roast her in a little bit. You'll see where the crickets came from on her on this one. But according to Kathy Brown from ABC, affiliate WCVB in Boston, said that she registered through the official channels and was running for a charity, which earned her real bib number. After the race, she logged into a photo website to see the pictures taken of her running. She opened it looking for the pictures of her, and there was someone in there, and that came out really good. But then she saw another woman, and we're all according to Ms. Brown. It was pretty easy to figure out that someone just made a fake bib. With a little research, Brown found that Chelsea Crowley was one of those people. Crowley had put her Twitter handle on the bib and had tweeted about running as a bandit. I put that work in, and it wasn't fair that someone else didn't have to do that. That was my first thought. I would say Ms. Brown, and then, of course, Dennis Crowley, the founder of Foursquare, wrote an apology today after a public outrage about his wife's theft. He linked back to a blog post he wrote before the marathon explaining why it was so important for his wife and him to run together. According to a post on Medium, him and Chelsea were running the marathon together in 2013, but were separated before the bounds went off. Chelsea made it across the finish line moments before the first bombing exploded, and Dennis was unable to get to the finish line, so he was allowed to run again automatically in 2013, but she was not. And this goes on and on and on about them doing that, and wow, man. The thing there, if y'all still give me the underlying thought there, if anybody can wear, you know, because we all remember the bombing incident from last year at the Boston Marathon. The whole problem with this whole entire discussion is fake bib numbers. Now, yes, of course, yes, so yeah, you sit back and you go, okay, it wasn't necessarily detrimental that she stole the number. What was more detrimental was if she can make a fake number, somebody can make another terrorist attack and make another fake number. So I don't know about y'all, if y'all reading the way I read it, but I had to step the hell back and say, wait a minute. This woman, if she was a terrorist, she could have easily done something because she had a fake bib on and nobody said anything to her. They weren't able to tell if it was a fake or not. So I would think that y'all would step it up, considering that y'all know what the hell happened. I see my boy Crutch and D. Crutch in the building. What's up, bro? No problem, man. Appreciate you showing me love. oh, my God. Just don't, and the other thing, but on another spectrum, you're the founder of Foursquare. I would think that you have some kind of money to make sure your freaking wife can run in the race, right? Maybe that's just me. No, whatever. So, again, I don't understand the ratchetness, man. Boston, I love, y'all know I love Boston to death, except for some of them transit people who I want to slap upside the head. But, no, other than that, beautiful city, but dang it, who the hell's owning the Boston Marathon? Because y'all need to check this stuff out. For the safety of others, make sure these people check the heck out. And again, that's why you, ma'am, Miss Chelsea Crowley, the wife of the Foursquare owner, which I'm pretty sure the dude has guac, gets the cookies of the day. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Now, and Robert Chuck, they call it clumsy crooks, and a lot of people get discouraged because they think that when they go and they hear me talk about clumsy crooks, that's only about crooks. No. When you really I read stuff from here, you get dumbass cops from here, too. Here goes a dumbass cop story. So a policeman is believed to have shot himself to avoid going to jail. Oh, God, what the hell happened to this police officer? Apparently, he was arrested on Wednesday and charged of being a felon in possession of a firearm and providing false information to the state police, according to a press release. 47-year-old Jerry Harlow claimed in December in someone in a white vehicle stopped at his house and then shot him. Harlow was treated at Somersville Regional Medical Center and was released. The lab results from a gunshot residue test was obtained and then probable cause was established to arrest Harlow. The release stated it is believed Mr. Harlow shot himself in an attempt to avoid possible jail time for a previously committed criminal activity. Sir. I just don't understand it. How fucking dumb can you be? Honestly, how fucking dumb can you be? sit back. I want you to sit the hell back. And do I want to give the crickets? I don't want to take them damn crickets back because I was just so quick to get Ms. Crowley because there's too much dumb stuff is going on. And that was going out to the Boston Marathon people and letting them up their effing up too. But I don't know. I don't. Oh, God, I know I can't help but watch every now and then laughing when a cop does something that makes no sense. You, sir, you. This is one of those days when you get the click up. Shoot your damn. I mean, seriously? Wow. I mean, he was. Seriously, like, he's going to do some serious jail time if he doesn't. Wow. Because Tesco Barris accidentally shot himself in the leg, and he got some serious jail time. I'm pretty sure this cop gets some serious jail time, too. I mean, are we all for that? I just want to make sure we're all for that. Okay. I was making sure, you know, I'm the only one that thought that he needs to go to jail for some serious jail time. Because, I mean, people accidentally shit themselves in the lane and go into jail. This dude shoots himself. I mean, gotta be kidding me. If he doesn't, you got it again. You got to slap yourself. One more crazy story and give it to the music break. This is hilarious. A cruise ship passenger was caught with marijuana. Okay. Because work. I came in this building, stupid! The cruise ship passenger gets caught with marijuana in his underwear. Wow, it was... Wow, bro, oh, God. I guess it was a new term, the sticky icky, huh? Wow. And this is a grown-ass woman, 33-year-old New York woman, was returning from her cruise vacation when authorities found cocaine in her luggage and marijuana. I'll see what the Boston Marathon thing. And marijuana in her underwear. According to around 10:30 p.m. Yesterday, actually, so this is fresh news at Cape Liberty Cruise Port in Bayonne. This idiotic woman has been charged with possession of controlled dangerous substances in possession of drug paraphernalia. God, man. I just can't, man. This woman is a dumbass. And I don't have to say. So I got to go to the music bank for that one. I got to go to because we got some dumbass people on as well. And I got to breathe and take it all in. Before we go to the music break, I want to say shout out to the Mavs. The Mavs are sneaking back in. 4 points down, baby. All right, so we'll go to this track, and then we come back. We're going to get ready to start slowly wrapping it up. Let's go to – I'm going to do this just to my boy, D. Crush. I told him sometimes we act stupid. We play this. I'm going to mess with him, man. He came through, and I got to do it to you. I'm going to play one of the best artists alive.
Got a body, and I would like to party. I do pop molly, and I drink holly. But me and you, we can have a private party. Girl, me, we in the lobby. Once we get to the lobby, we gon' get high, just like pop molly. I just want your body, with a face in that body. One night stand, so we don't get caught by paparazzi. I eat a pussy like Bodotti, it's just my hobby. When she fucks on my dick, she just
just do it so sloppy. I the video so I can tell those other girls to copy. I make it down right when a girl wants to knock me. We're so good, but she acts so damn cocky. And all she want is her pussy to get popping. And that is exactly where I like popping. She said I'm number one and it ain't no topping. Girl, it ain't stopping yo, it ain't no stopping you. You're number one, and it ain't no stopping you. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no stopping yo, it ain't no stopping yo, it ain't no stopping yo, it ain't no stopping you. I swear you're number one, and it ain't no stopping yo. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no stopping yo, it ain't no stopping yo. When I'm with you, I want to go everywhere. I'm not wearing underwear. Girl, also make sure that you wrap up your head. So yeah, we're going there. Girl, I like the way that you move your body. The way you move your body just make you look so naughty. When we alone, I beat that pussy up just like Ollie. I swear she's so beautiful, she looks just like Holly. Girl, if you come and get, I might just probably around just for this party. Girl, I don't know why you taste so sweet. I guess that's why that pussy so pink. When I'm in it, I make it splash just like a thing. And it sounds of the big old clink, clink, clink. After this party, I know she had to sing. It ain't nobody topping me. Girl, it ain't no topping yo, it ain't no topping you. I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping you, it ain't no topping you, it ain't no topping you, it ain't no topping you. I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping you. You do everything I like, you know we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping you, it ain't no topping you.
This is Nemo. This one is entitled Here and Now. You can say what you want, but it will never add up. It makes no sense. It's time to just wrap it up. Now the show is over, and they want refunds because the gig is up. Only thing that we should be saying is, in God we trust. Because the world as a whole holds no trust in eyes. Everywhere we turn, people are singing lies. Come on, let's be real. It's part of history and time. We've just gotten slicker in our ways to deceive our own kind. Brainwashed by the millions, falsified information by the trillions. This is the world that we're living in. Prayers in schools is like a sin, and now today children are descendants of stereotypical ignorance. Unbelievable things falling off our pretty fresh lips. We want hope for our future and diminish our past, but we have to work in the present to make that last. Let's turn on the ignition and step on the gas. Be accountable for our mistakes and clear a straight path. If you don't understand, then let's do the math. Or better yet, you can Google in the spare time that you have. How many deaths? How many unemployed? How many are homeless, just trying to get warm? How many are on the block being salesmen into the street? Or even how many children are raped and killed due to untreated individuals that come from a cycle that repeats. Man, it's so deep, you'd be buried 6 feet. Because we are dead to the world, or the world is dead to us. We ignore reality, and that's why we are stuck.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we got a little bit left of the show, man. Therefore, we go. I want to go ahead and just thank you guys for just showing the love that you always show to what we got going on, man. And this is another one of those great cases to where, man, people you never know, man, is listening to the show and where they listen to it from, man. So I appreciate all the love and respect. And like I said, I just appreciate you guys, man. So, again, again. Thank you for listening to it. And if you miss any parts of the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. That's that CEDDY and a J. You can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Fire Radio Network for iTunes. Also search it when you go to Google. You find Google, you'll find everywhere that there and DustSpot.com. So definitely, man, let's keep it going. All right, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy watching the rest of this Mavericks game. But before we do that, I want to remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sonny J. Enjoy the rest of your night, everybody. See you tomorrow.